This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. We are rounding the corner to end the year 2022. Looking forward to 2023, of course, all that that holds. I have three things. First of all, a prophetic pronouncement for you, and then a look forward with a new beginning. And then this thing about transitioning from one season to another. So we're going to touch those and just say to the Lord, as we do about this same time every year, Lord, we are intent to hear from you and to discern the direction that you have for me for the coming year. Prophetically, we make a pronouncement this way. We seek the Lord, we hear from him, and then simply declare his revelation to us. So a download, as it were, from the Lord. You know, and because every believer does really have a measure of prophetic unction, really each person has an insight for their own future, something the Lord wants for you as much as you want it. I believe that many hear the Lord clearly, and I also believe that he is more than willing to reveal his goodness to you for the days ahead. And really, there are, in that whole purview, some unsettled things that the Lord sees that as yet have not been settled from this year, the one now ending. It would really involve instances where opposition came with a vengeance. Even precedent-setting cruelty against those who have stood for the faith. That kind of standing certainly attracts the enemy. I've seen it many times. I've seen where those who have patiently sown for the harvest, for a harvest in the Lord's field, experience serious expressions of difficulty in their lives. Things like accusation, taunts from the enemy, threats of loss, actual loss, and tormenting, mind-controlling things that are meant to break the human spirit and to break the resolve of the one who is standing, often not only for themselves but for many. And this kind of assault is meant to gain the upper hand and what we call the place of power over, because the intention is to crush. If this applies to you, you are really relating right now. These are not unfamiliar expressions. If this is a description of you, of the way that this year has unfolded for you, you are relating loud and clear. And if it does not apply to you, you know those to whom it does apply. So for those who can relate on one level or another to an attack like this, be assured, here's the prophetic pronouncement. Even now, God is working behind the scenes. He is, because his plan is greater, always. You can count on it. To the faithful, he shows himself faithful. The accuser will fall on his own counsel. I love the verse that says, will be impaled on his own counsel. His strategy is marked for destruction. Impaling is pretty graphic destruction, right? So this prophetic pronouncement includes the expectation that an unlikely ally will appear, will step forward. You will see lying spirits, lying vanities exposed. Those positioned to make a difference will. And no weapon formed against you will prosper. Every word spoken against you will fall powerless. This is a scriptural promise to those who belong to the Lord. And last but not least, prophetically, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Stay your hand. You and I withdraw our hand to work vindication or vengeance in any situation, because if we do, God cannot. Therefore, we trust Him, His word. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So concerning this kind of attack, you have your prophetic pronouncement to the faithful. He shows up faithful. Amen. And I love the other part of that verse. Let's see. One translation says to the one who is especially cruel, God shows himself shrewd. I like that. He shows himself shrewd. So looking forward to this new beginning that's laid out before us even now. And prophetically, remember, every believer does have a level of prophetic unction. You can see it prophetically unfolding before you. And the book of Proverbs is great right here, because the book of Proverbs is first and foremost a book of wisdom. It has practical guidance, holy principles that teach us really about the fear of the Lord. This wisdom book is written from a divine perspective, from God's perspective. It's about the way life should be. Kind of like here's what happens, and then here's the outcome. And if you do this, here's what you can expect. So that kind of thing, the way life should be. One verse, for example, contains a great visual about how something begins, that the beginning of anything reveals the way it will grow. And with that understanding, there's really a certain assurance that can predict for you things like outcome and potential. The verse I'm thinking of is in Proverbs 22, verses 5-7, for the whole context. Train up a child in the way he should go, and in keeping with his individual gift or bent, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Train up a child in the way he should go, and in keeping with his individual gift, his individual bent or inclination, when he is old, he will not depart from the training received. A non-biblical proverb, just a saying in that same vein, is expressed this way: As the twig is bent, so grows the tree. Don't know if you've ever planted a tree, but it's really important to assist the tree initially with props and supports so that the trunk of the tree, the base of the tree, does not bend. that would be the correct way for a planting. In the same vein, so as the twig is bent, the twig is the planting, so grows the tree. This really applies for parents. As the new year begins, do you realize, parents, that you can really go to the Lord for a fresh word for each of your children? You can. In this case, ask and receive, and then don't forget, you have not because you ask not. So ask the Lord for direction for your children here at the beginning, right now, and for their future. The word of the Lord is a powerful weapon for you. It's the voice of your authority. You've heard from Him say repeatedly His words. His authority joins your authority, and this is your weapon. Those who are not parents, for you, the Lord has a fresh word of strategy as well. He said that He would tell you things to come. He has prophecy for you personally, uniquely, a declaration of His will. He has words of knowledge, words of wisdom, information that you wouldn't have otherwise. These are divine downloads. He gifts you with the Holy Spirit for one thing, praying in the Spirit for another, and you can receive interpretation of your own prayers. He wants, we said earlier, say it again, He wants to reveal His plans for your life. So whether you are a parent, not a parent, either way, this is available, that the Lord speaks to you concerning a new beginning. So as you step into a new year, from the beginning, from day one, you need to sense a fresh start and newness and energy, not bogged down, not discouraged, not sad, not in despair, because you've been in His presence. You take full advantage of this time to seek the Lord for you, your family, your children, your business, everything. Always include your nation. Always. You know, we're responsible as the church for the government we have. We are responsible to intercede and to seek God for the government that rules over our nation. So ask the Lord. He will tell you. Look in Romans 8:38, Isaiah 45:11-12. Just meditate there. We'll bless you. And finally, this transition time is important. As we said, how you begin a thing determines what the outcome will be. So looking back, how you began this year, and see the fulfillment of some things, some amazingly positive things, others you're not satisfied with. But this is a time to allow God to redeem anything that is not settled yet. You have time to do that. And then as you hold it before the Lord, let it be settled. Put the amen on it. Put the amen. 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 Let that be the ending. You had a Genesis, a beginning. Let there be an amen. And as you wrap up the end of the year, transition from the quickened pace that you've been in recently, and begin to breathe in a refreshing level of rest and calm, and just consider the brightness of the year ahead. One season ends, another begins, and I prophesy to you the stirring of visionary juices, your own prophetic unction, visionary insight. I believe for you, this transition time corresponds with the way that God opens doors. You feel like some have closed or that some didn't open on time. This transitioning time is a time of open doors. You need to govern and rule during this time with the mind of the Lord. Do not let the enemy oppress you. Do not allow your joy to be stolen. Let the Lord give you insight again to both govern and rule with the mind of the Lord. We have the mind of Christ. We have His thought life. This means that people everywhere can experience blessing upon blessing. We want that. We want that. Step into that. And then, very important, go ye with that message. Go ye into all the world with this gospel. Go ye. Go tell, teach, preach, and impart your revelation of the eternal plan, which is, of course, God with us, one with us, Emmanuel. Go tell, go preach, go teach. You can't do better than that. Receive the word of the Lord for you now, the now word for the coming season. Go over to Numbers 6, 23 through 26. Take some time right there. Look into the face of the Lord and hear Him clearly. Father, as we close out this year, we believe You for a strong, strong presence of God, both now as we finish and transition into a new and bright, amazingly bright 2023. As darkness grows much darker, and evil, exceedingly more evil, arise. We do arise, for our light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon me, upon us, upon the church, and all nations will come to the brightness of Your shining, Lord, as You shine through us. We pray by faith and really prophesy with our words according to the written word of God. We thank You, Father, for Your anointing and Your presence in our lives for a bright new year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and keep you. Make His face shine upon you. It's going to be a great year. See you then.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclearTrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.